Do you feel emotionally connected to your plants? As if in the process of caring for them, they as well are caring for you? What about planty DIYs and thrifting for plant items? If I have your attention, then the Plants by Wade Lee podcast is for you. Join me, plant friends, as we dig deep and experience the magic of plants.
We were talking about the plant collecting, and I started off always having plants, but when I started collecting them back in 2016, my sister-in-law passed away. A month later, my dad passed away. 5 months later, my mother-in-law passed away. And then I ended up with about triple my normal house plant collection. Just that's kind of the gifts you get at the funerals and stuff. And I ended up with plants that I'd never heard of or never seen. And it was back probably 2017 when I ran a, somebody's like, well, you could probably find that on the house plant hobbyist page. And I'm like, what is this you talk of? I didn't even know. I've had plants forever, but I didn't realize what the world of plants actually was. I didn't realize all these different types of varieties. And so I started joining those different Facebook groups. Then that's when I started realizing how many more there were and ones I wanted to catch. And then around that same time, my kids started getting to that age where they didn't need me as much anymore. My favorite thing in life is having three kids and raising them. And so it's not a coincidence that my plant collection exploded as my kids needed me less. I don't mean to get emotional. Sorry. Aww, but
no, I love it because it's so true. And Felicia, you saying, I got all these plants from the funeral, and it's like, growing up, I would be like, why are we sending them a lily? Like, this is so, they don't want, like, but knowing, because I feel your heart right now, and I understand, and it was through grief and watching my partner die of cancer before my eyes that made me realize that you're right. Like, I wasn't a caregiver anymore, and I needed to care for something so badly.
Yes.
And like, I know some people are like, oh, he's just a weird plant guy. You know, I know clients in the salon are like, this weird plant guy, but it really saved me. It really did. And it's so cool that like this hobby, like, can bring you in together with your whole family. And you said, you know, that those are your favorite reels. And there's some of my favorite reels watching yours too. Like the kids just being like, oh gosh, mom, the plant lover. Like, it's so cool though. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Cause it's so beautiful. And
thank you.
and it is a testament of what plants do, you know, that they are a reflection of who we are as humans and energy. And sometimes, you know, I said too, like, you know, we need to prune things in our own life. And it's crazy the parallels of like pruning your plants and just how much you grow, you know. And that's
for sure,
you know, with the love of the people in our lives too, there's such a beautiful heirloom things to hold on to, that, you know, plants that you had, you know, received from loved ones. It's a special thing.
It is. It really is.
I love that. With the success that you've had with social media, what advice would you give to an up and coming content creator?
I think it really depends on what type of content creator you want to be. Do you want to be a content creator just to create as a creative outlet? Because that's how it is for me. Or do you want to be a content creator to grow your following and eventually get paid for everything you do? So I think that really depends on the answer that I would give. If you're wanting to grow your following and wanting to be successful at it, then I would suggest that you post consistently. If you don't have anything good to post about, just a picture of, you know, our niche is plants. So a picture of a plant with its growing conditions that it needs, or the health or whatever, the care requirements that it needs. You know, just so you're posting something. It doesn't have to be out of this world every single time. But when you do make a reel and you do want it to grow, then you have to make sure that it is either educational or entertaining or both. If people aren't going to save it or they're not going to share it, then it's probably not going to get a lot of views. And I yeah. think that's what a lot of people don't realize. You know, they'll post pictures of panning over their plants with a nice song in the background. It's like, why am I not getting any views? And it's like, well, we all have plants. We all see that same view. And I love seeing everybody else's plants and I comment on them because I enjoy seeing them. But new followers are going to be like, I don't need to see this. You know, right. what can you teach me? What can you share with me that I don't already know? Or, hey, I got to send this to my friend from work because this is hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what you have to think of when you're posting content and wanting it to get views is, am I teaching anybody anything or am I giving something out that people are going to want to share?
Yeah. That's why I wanted you on the podcast too, Felicia, because it is so authentic. And it's so relatable, you know, the things with your husband and then also the past, the reels with the past. It's like, you know, we all experience that as a plant owner.
Yeah.
You are not going to ever escape that. So sometimes it's good to see something, especially like, because it will happen that morning and then you pop on and then you have a reel about like what you're doing or what you're using.
Yep.
With that. Do you ever get recognized when you're out in the real world plant shopping or doing your grocery shopping?
My town that I live in isn't, I don't live in a very large town and I don't promote myself publicly. So people I work with don't even know I have this. So,
really?
Yes.
That is insane.
I know I had my account for probably a year before most of my family even knew about it. My kids, that's my husband so knew because I would be recording stuff, but
right.
It's just something, I'm just not a self-promoter. So I have my personal Facebook and I have my Pothos Facebook. I have personal Instagram, my Pothos Instagram, and they haven't collided yet.
Yeah.
Not so much. There's a few people I have friends with that I've met on here and vice versa. But yeah, there's even a muscatine plant page that I help admin and I've never shared anything from possibly about plants on it. It's yeah. I'm just Felicia on there. So right. It's really weird. It's, I don't know. I'm not a self promoter, I guess.
Right. Well, and being where you are, right? Like rural Iowa, there are not a lot of rare plant shops for you to go plant shopping.
There's not. So I'm in between the two biggest areas are the Quad Cities and Iowa City. And I'm in between them. So it's almost 45 minutes to an hour drive to go anywhere out yeah. to get a nice plant. And planted in Dubuque is almost a 2-hour drive for me. And that's the first time I actually seen some rare plants in real life was going to that plant shop, which was 2 hours away.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I know because I have been with you and was told because I didn't even realize that I sniped a plant from you.
Yes.
So... you're like, yeah, you sniped it. I was like, what? Oh my gosh, not you, Felicia.
All fun.
It's still doing well.
Good.
But
good.
With that, you do like to join the Instagram story purges. Have you used Palm Street?
I have. I've been on a few of those. Those are really fun.
Have you ever thought about selling plants yourself?
No.
No.
No, yeah. I have locally, I've had plant sales. Sometimes there's a group plant sale where a bunch of people get together. I've done that once and I've done local purges on Facebook and have sold a handful of plants at a time, but not as a business. I haven't thought about it. And probably because I work full time. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Well, I see these people doing it, Felicia. And I'm like, well, they're like, well, I have such a huge collection. And I too, like, have started selling locally. At a refillery, the local refillery in St. Augustine. And it's crazy because I'm like, I don't know if I can get rid of this plant, even though I bought it and like take it to sell it to this, you know, this store. It's so, I have such hard emotional connection to these plants, especially when they're popping out new leaves. And I'm like, wow, I got the grow, the mixture, you know, whatever the, medium I'm using. What medium do you prefer to use?
It's a variety. It's a pretty good variety. Pothos, Syngoniums, they do well in just a standard potting mix with some extra perlite. Succulents and cactus, I use a cactus mix or succulent mix with extra perlite. And then for most of my Anthurium, a lot of my bigger philodendron, I use like a cocoa core mix with horticulture charcoal and perlite and adworm castings and the systemic and.
Yeah, yeah, it depends. you're making your own mix. Yeah,
it is. I love Soul Soil. I do. I love their pre-made mixes. Their pre-made mixes are perfect. But I have a tote and I keep it filled up, and then I will add amendments to it based on what I'm planting up. So people are like, "What's your recipe? What's your numbers?" I'm like, "I have no idea." It's like just cooking. I add ingredients with love.
Yep. I got a bag of worm castings. We're gonna throw it in. Yep. Yeah, and it always is rotating. Yeah, I love that. What about LECA? Do you use LECA?
I have. I've tried it a few times for propagation. I have some going now. It works best with me when I use it combined with moss.
Yeah.
So I'll use it at the bottom and then use moss for the rooting, because just LECA itself seems like it doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Something like this.
Yeah.
The LECA's on the bottom and then my drain holes are right about here.
That's smart. Yeah. I got some of these new pots that I'm going to try out. Have you heard of this Naked Root?
No. Oh, is it a little self-watering?
Well, yeah, but it has this like inside container. Here's a smaller one since they're not open, but it has like this inside container and then it's self-watering. I got some new big boy Monsteras, like Albos, and I don't know. Do you have any in your collection? I am just so scared of, and it needs to be repotted. I'm like, what do I do? What medium? I looked. I was like, should I do all LECA? I thought maybe doing all LECA.
A lot of people go to all LECA for those plants, but my biggest Monstera that I have is in a cocoa core mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's happy.
Airy, chunky mix. Yeah. And you keep it moist.
I let it dry out.
Watered, or you let it dry out?
I do. I find that Monsteras are a little bit pickier about getting too wet.
Yeah.
They seem to like to be on the drier side.
Yeah. Well, and then especially these that are highly variegated. Yes. You know, they are so fussy.
Yes.
Well, wish me luck, because
I do wish you luck.
But I was like, today, I was like, I'm going to ask Felicia. Felicia knows. Felicia's plans always look so good. Well, my love, I am so thankful that you came and had this planty conversation with me.
Yeah, they definitely make me feel needed. And I needed that.
Yeah. Well, and the community too, you know, shows so much love to you. You are very beloved in the plant community. I'm sure a lot of people are like, when are we going to see you at a plant event?
I know.
Want to see you, Felicia.
You know, it's so funny. When I first started up on the Plantstagram, and I was on there and I'm meeting all these people and I'm commenting, and it's my thing, you know, I comment on almost all the posts, and somebody actually messaged me and said, you know, it's kind of weird how nice you are and how much you comment all the time. And I was like, oh, it is? And I thought that was really odd. And it's like, my kids are doing their own thing. My husband's at work. I'm off work for the day, and I want to hang out with you guys. So, yeah. I kind of held back a little bit after that, but only for a few days. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to be in your face, and you don't want to see me, scroll past me. But I'm here, and I'm going to support you, and we're going to have fun.
Yeah, awesome. Where can people find you on Planty social media? We talked about your YouTube, but do you have TikTok and your Instagram?
I have Instagram and TikTok, both Pothosably About Plants. I have a Facebook page, Threads. I've been doing Threads lately. And I just started YouTube last week, but it's Pothosably About Plants 563.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you so much, Felicia. I appreciate you having this conversation with me. I know that the listeners are going to love it, because you do bring so much to this space, and I'm thankful that we've built this planty friendship.
I am too, Wade. I really appreciate being here.
Yeah, thank you. We will talk again, because I really believe that we're going to get some good content on YouTube. So I'm looking forward to numbers. Yeah, your numbers growing there, and we'll have you back, and we'll do a potting video or something.
Oh, I like that idea. That sounds good.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much, my love. Have a
good
night.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Thanks. Bye, love.
Bye-bye.
plant people. Thank you so much for tuning in to the 8th episode of the Plants by Wade Lee podcast. I had so much fun chatting with Felicia apothecably about plants. Make sure to check out her new YouTube as well as all of her amazing content on Instagram. Next week on episode 9, we will have Paige from The Blossom Effect. The Blossom Effect is a transformative platform that empowers people of color to nurture not only their plants, but also their personal growth and sense of purpose. Their commitment to creating an inclusive space where plant education, ownership, and empowerment converge. You don't want to miss that conversation. Please be kind to yourself and others. If you want that plant, buy that plant. Until next week, bye-bye.